This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 17. Mercy to those who fear Him. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as He promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. I've never been so excited that I broke into song or poetry, but I can remember Christmas mornings when I was so excited that I couldn't wait to open gifts. When my wife and I started dating, I found it really hard to focus on my homework. But I've never broken into song like Mary did, as we can see in Luke 1. Imagine Mary's excitement. She was pregnant with the Son of God and had just been blessed by her relative Elizabeth, who became the mother of John the Baptist. Mary rejoiced in song, the song that we have read today in Luke 1. In the middle of that song, Mary sings that the Lord extends mercy to those who fear God. This might make us confused. Isn't fear a bad thing? In many places in Scripture, fear is equated to awe, devotion, and even worship in connection with God. God does amazing things, things that are so far beyond our comprehension that fear may be the only appropriate response. After all, God created the universe. And you and me too. And He didn't abandon us even when we turned our backs on Him. He guided all of history to bring His good plans for us to completion. He sent His only Son to be born a human being, to live as we live, and to die for our sake, paying the price for all our sins. And He still loves us today. There's no better reaction to all of this than awe, reverence, worship, and yes, even fear. Pray with me. Awesome God, You are so great, and You do utterly amazing things. We join with creation in worshiping You. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.